This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. Car bombs have exploded outside of two synagogues in Istanbul. More than a dozen people have been killed and over 250 injured. The Turkish Interior Minister says the blast occurred almost simultaneously during Sabbath prayers. The government says foreign forces were behind the bombings. Reporter Dorian Jones was at the scene this morning and joins us from Istanbul. Mr. Jones, thanks for being with us.
You're welcome.
And could you describe for us what you saw today?
Well, it really was a site of absolute devastation. I was at the Nevi'i Shalom synagogue shortly after the bombing, and it was just devastation. Glass all over the streets, cars burned out, some people still walking around injured, and while many of the buildings were very, very badly damaged, it was clearly a very powerful bomb, and it has caused massive destruction. And a similar story can be has been heard from the other site of the other mosque that was also hit at the same time. These were both very powerful bombs, and they have wrought absolute devastation.
Now, a local terrorist organization has claimed responsibility for carrying out the explosions, but Turkish officials seem to be skeptical. I'm wondering what you can tell us about that, Mr. Jones.
Well, this group has in the past been responsible for bombings of clubs and churches, but they've never carried out an attack on the scale of what has happened today. And this is why the Turkish authorities are very suspicious about these claims. They just do not believe that this group has the know-how, the ability to organize something like this. And both the foreign minister, Mr. Abdullah Gül, as well as the interior minister are pointing fingers abroad. They say that it is probable or certainly possible that a group like Al-Qaeda or some other group were involved, maybe working possibly with a Turkish group or on their own. They don't believe that a Turkish group operating in Turkey could carry out an attack of this scale. It is the worst bombing that Istanbul has ever experienced, and it is absolute carnage.
Mr. Jones, what can you tell us about security at Istanbul synagogues? I understand at least one of these synagogues had been targeted for some kind of an attack before, and you would understand where congregations would make some preparations for security.
Yes, Istanbul's mosques are protected by the police. There is quite tight security around them. You can't simply walk into a synagogue. You are stopped by security. In the 80s, the same mosque that was bombed today, same synagogue that was bombed today, the Nevi'i Shalom, was the site of a very gruesome attack when gunmen broke into the synagogue and sprayed people praying there and killed over 20 people in the 80s. Since then, there has been very strong security around the synagogue, and it is believed that that has been upped in the last few months because of the fears of possible attacks against the Jewish community living in Istanbul.
Well, reporter Dorian Jones in Istanbul, thank you very much.